Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Poppin' Off. About pop culture, I'm your host Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
And I hate to open up the episode like this, but unfortunately, we've lost. We lost the battle, guys. Ryan Seacrest has officially been named the new host of Wheel of Fortune. And I'm distraught, honestly, distraught.
Yeah, this is not what we need in this country.
No, you know what? I can't go outside without breathing in mold spores. The climate is terrible. I have there's fucking inflation going on. Affirmative action just got shot down, and now I gotta add Ryan Seacrest is the new host of Wheel of Fortune onto that list of misfortunes.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even watch Wheel of Fortune, but it's always on at the hospital, so I'm always walking into Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy being on. And now I have to see Ryan Seacrest's fucking smug ass face on my TV. Good night. Good night. Goodbye. I'd rather Joe Schmo off the street. Could have been
Please.
anybody else. Anybody else.
I don't know why either Pat Sajak's daughter isn't the host, or I heard Andy Cohen was. I don't know if that was just kind of like a whisper in the wind or if that was like made up, but I heard he was also in talks, which I would love, but I just don't think Andy Cohen has the time.
How does Ryan Seacrest have the time?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I hate Ryan Seacrest. I hate him so much. I just like you just have to have like a certain like wholesome charisma about you. Like Pat Sajak, he's just so wholesome. He's sweet. He is like a little bit like cheeky at times. All things Ryan Seacrest is not. Is not.
Yeah, Ryan's, there's just something off about that man. I don't know what it is. I don't know if we'll ever know what it is, but I just don't like him.
I just know that I hate him.
All right. I guess that's enough negativity for once. For the beginning of the episode, at least.
Yeah, I don't know like when he's gonna be taking over and like when when Pat Sajak is retiring. I just know that I need more time. I need more time.
Yeah. Again, do I watch it? Not really.
I
Every
watch it
once
from
in a
time to
while.
time because
Every once in a while.
my parents will turn it on and then, watch Jeopardy after.
Yeah.
And sometimes I sit down and maybe solve a puzzle or two, you
I
know?
do love Jeopardy, though. That one gets me.
Everyone loves Jeopardy. And when those pop
I
culture
know
questions come up,
about two episode two answers an episode, but
and they're always pop culture related.
oh yeah, when they get like a music category, I'm like boom, 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 give
Yep,
me the
me too.
thousand.
Same. I'm like, I could win this. I could do this. And then it's like in 3000 BC, I'm like, I'm out.
Exactly.
All right, let's move on. I don't know if anyone listening was a Miranda Sings fan, but Steven and I definitely never have been, never will be, never were. But we have just been seeing a lot of accusations being thrown around about her and just like how she's groomed younger fans in the past and just like had pretty like emotionally, from what I've been reading, emotionally inappropriate relationships with her fans who at the time were between the ages of like 13 and 16. So minors,
Yeah.
And it did this whole thing is just very odd to me. And just when I think it just when I thought it couldn't get more odd, then we have this weird apology video. Now, I did not watch the whole video, but I was curious. So I watched like a little 30-second clip on Twitter. And this is the first time she's addressed any of the accusations that came out like maybe a week or so ago. It is fucking weird. She's like playing the ukulele and she's basically just being like, everything that you're reading is not true. The only thing I ever groom is my cats, which like Boo, bad line there. Hate
Yeah, that
that.
was just real cringy.
That's just
Ugh.
cringe city. But yeah, just what?
Speaking of that, somebody said, no, you can't say that in the Shane Dawson era.
Oh no.
There's some things about Shane Dawson and his cats. I'm
Oh
sorry, I had to
no.
interrupt you for that.
Oh my God. Well, anyways, it's
Sorry.
okay. Oh, that's funny. Anyways, based on like what I have seen, so I guess like 10 or so years ago, Miranda Sings like had a group chat with like her top fans. I don't necessarily like know the size of the group chat, but it seems like it was no more than like maybe 10 people. I don't know. And she, you know, would like talk to them and stuff, and but then like sometimes the conversations got a little weird. Like, I guess she put into the group chat like, what's your favorite position? Like asking one of the boys in there, and they were like, Colleen, I am indeed 13 years old.
Yeah, like.
It's weird because she's a full-grown woman. And I guess like also she would send these fans, she said that she was gonna send them like her old ugly clothes as like a joke or whatever. I don't know. And I guess like a part of that package that these people received included her bras and underwear. That's
Yeah,
weird.
that's not appropriate.
No.
They're children.
And then
They
the
can't consent to stuff like that. Like,
right. And then I think the thing that just like really got me was, so I guess that she was married like during this time, and she would like confide in these kids about like how her husband was emotionally abusive, and she was just like in a really awful place and just kind of like trauma dump on them.
right.
And like one of the kids, or no, not they're not kids anymore, but he was like, I would stay up until like 4 a.m. with her on a school night, like basically talking her off the ledge. And that is like what I mean by emotionally inappropriate, because you as like a 20-something year old woman can't, like a 13-year-old cannot compute like the severity of that, you know, or just like really like understand what emotional abuse like really is, especially in like a marriage.
It's
So
just like none of these kids' business.
no.
And the fact that she's like sharing this information with them, it's just like widely inappropriate. Like, they need to be worried about like getting their first kiss, asking some girl to homecoming, like things
Like
like
studying
that.
for a math test, you
They do not
know?
need to worry about your adult, like real life problems. Like,
No, it's just so weird because I just like can't even imagine like what I would even, because like I was friends with people like around, you know, those ages that these kids were, that just had like really like heavy things going on in their home lives. And just like looking back on it, I'm like, I don't even know like how I was able to like talk through it with those people, you know, or just like even like the things that I would say, like I just, it's just really weird to think about.
right.
And just like, I mean, you know, we were all the same age and stuff, so like that's okay, but I just can't imagine like being that age and having like an adult talk about those things with me.
It's just like it's just gonna fuck with your head. Like it's giving
Yeah.
them this like great like grandeur, like this higher sense of importance, and like I don't know, it's just. And it's just like, oh, this is like a secret only I'm telling you guys. Like,
Yeah,
they just
right.
like, it's just gonna mess with their minds. Like, they can't handle that.
And like because they're such big fans of this person just has like this power over them, they're obviously
Right.
going to listen and like try their best and just, like be there until 4 in the morning trying to like help this person that they see as a friend and like their
Right. And
hero.
yeah, and it's gonna like skew their sense of normalcy,
Right.
like as well. Like, this isn't normal. Like, you need to have emotional boundaries, especially for people like you just met on the internet. Like, you guys like aren't actually friends.
Yeah, I know.
She's like using you as like a source of like
I just don't know why
ugh.
she couldn't just like turn to other adults in her life, like her friends, family. I
Yeah,
don't
I
know,
don't
like a
know.
therapist, literally anyone but these kids.
Right.
So people have been calling her a groomer, which Steven and I were talking before we started recording. And I don't know if I just like have maybe like a skewed sense of like what the word groomer or like grooming means, but I don't know. And it's not like really my place to like say or like
Right.
take my statement as like fact. I just don't know if I see her necessarily as a groomer, because in my mind it always is like an adult getting what they want out of a kid. And like every time I've heard that word, it always like relates to something sexual. And this wasn't
Yeah.
really sexual. I mean, there was like definitely the inappropriateness with like the underwear and the suggestive conversations, but
I mean,
I
I
don't
guess
know.
like in the emotional sense, you could say like she was grooming them to like be her like therapist and like her
Yeah.
emotional like support system, because like they had no business doing that, and she like kind of manipulated them into thinking that was like normal.
Right.
But I don't know. I guess like grooming isn't the word I would use, but I don't know if it's like necessarily completely wrong
Right,
either.
right.
Either way, we don't like it.
No, I
Regardless of if it's
was.
grooming or not, it's not cool. It's
Yeah.
not okay. It's
Also, like,
weird.
Miranda sings, like, I'm sorry. Like, Steven and I have never found her funny. I, like, don't know anything about her other than she was just, like, a very obnoxious person on the internet who just wore, like, a lot of red lipstick. And that's all I know.
Yeah, I like legitimately was like a hater. Like, I'd be like, I just
I
like
guess
found it
you're on the
weird
right
that
side of history.
I know, right? I just like found it weird that people found her funny. Like, I just don't really get the bit, I guess, which is fine because everyone hates her now. So,
Yeah.
I didn't really know anybody, or no, I mean, like, I feel like I knew of people who really liked her, but like, nobody I was close to like cared about her.
Yeah,
At least
same.
not in the sense where they would like watch all of her videos, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. And like this fucking ukulele apology, non-apology video was just really, really weird. Really, I don't
Yeah.
know. It was fucking weird. And I feel bad for the people that were involved in this. So that's where we're gonna leave that. Let's move on to some Boy Meets World drama. And yeah, I'm talking about the 90s, early 2000s sitcom. Listen, I love Boy Meets World, so I'm invested in this.
Yeah, Cory and Topanga. Oh
Oh,
my God.
my God, couples
The
goals.
original, my original ship, my original
Yes.
OTP.
Yes.
I
All
would
of
have
it.
died for them as a child, even though I literally only watch reruns.
I know, like, I think the show ended when we were like maybe 3 years old.
Like, in every episode I would watch would be like, this one's from season six, this one's from season two. Like, I would watch them so out of order, but you know what? I would have died for them at the age of
Literally.
eight.
Yep. It was always a show that I would either watch in the morning before school, or there would also be episodes on after school. So that was also another thing I would do. But so, okay, no shade. But like, Ryder Strong, Danielle Fishel, and Will Friedle all have a podcast based on Boy Meets World, just like every other 90s, early 2000s sitcom actor who just like hasn't had a part since then, unless it was like the reboot of a show. But that's okay, because you know what? I've read, like, I haven't listened to the podcast, but I've read a lot about it, and they just kind of like talk about like the show, behind the scenes things that happened, just like how the industry was and how it's changed. Just like Danielle Fishel has talked about just how she was like objectified and stuff on set and all these different things. But recently they were talking about how Ben Savage, who played Corey Matthews, ghosted them out of nowhere 3 years ago. Apparently, like all of them were incredibly close up until then. They were like in constant contact. They were always doing like, those 90s convention things together. And Daniel Fishel said that when she had her second kid, apparently she just had like a really difficult birth where like both her and the baby were in ICU. It was just like not really looking great. And he, and Ben Savage would like check up on her constantly and just like was really there as a friend and just like, like being a normal friend to these people all these years.
And Girl Meets World was like on, so they were like
Yeah, and that
still
was on
doing,
for,
yeah, a
it had a
couple
few
years.
seasons.
I just looked it up. Yeah, 72 episodes.
So that's like 3, 4 seasons probably.
Yeah, I think it was four. Anyway.
So yeah, there you go. But yeah, I guess like out of nowhere he just like stopped returning calls, texts. Wilf Riedel was like, I would literally call him or text him every single day, just like trying to get a hold of him, and he just like would not return my calls. Like it wasn't until like I think he said like maybe a year ago where his wife was the one who was like, why are you doing this to yourself? Like you're just putting yourself through this. So they all just stopped trying, and it's weird. I really wonder why, out of nowhere, you just like don't contact your closest friends.
I know. I really want to know. Like, I need a statement, Ben Savage. This is incredibly, like, heartbreaking to my inner child, okay?
I know,
You guys are
because
all supposed to
like
be best friends forever.
exactly when you watch these kind of TV shows, I don't want to hear these kinds of things. I want to hear that you guys all get together for dinner once a week, all your kids play together, you guys will probably live on the same block or something.
I hate when I find out that like celebrities are like, yeah, we hate each other the entire filming. Like, fuck
I
you.
hate, don't ever
Like,
tell me that. Don't ever
Ashley
tell me that.
Tisdale and Lucas Gabriel, fuck you. I don't want to hear this shit.
They hated each other?
They hated each other.
Do they hate each other now?
No, they're friends now.
Okay, good, good. And they were siblings.
I know.
Twins.
I'm sick of that. I don't want to hear it. Don't even tell me, even if you're
No.
friends now.
Nope. Don't tell
Keep
me.
the magic alive.
Please. I need it.
Yeah,
Maybe politics changed Ben Savage because
the intensity of LA City Council changed him.
yeah, I don't know if I talked about this on the show before, but when I was in LA last October, November, I was walking down, I think it was Santa Monica Boulevard, and I saw signs that said Ben Savage for West Hollywood City Council. And I was like, is this like Corey Matthews Ben Savage or like a different Ben Savage? And it was Corey Matthews Ben Savage, and he did lose the city council race. So I don't know. Yeah, maybe the strain of being a wannabe city councilman just really got to
Yeah.
him. Oh man, yeah. So, anyways, Ben Savage, if you're listening to this, please reach out to your friends. I'm
Yeah.
devastated. Imagine
Yeah.
what they
This
feel
is,
like.
yeah, Topanga needs you.
She does. You know what I think of when I think of Boy Meets World? I think it was when they were in college and they had like a poetry reading thing at like the cafe they always went to, and Corey got up there and his poem was just like him like playing the bongos. He would just go Topanga and he would hit the bongo. You know what I'm talking
I
about?
feel like I vaguely remember that happening.
I have like such like a core memory of that episode.
That.
You would just hit the bongos and then go Topanga. That would be it.
Snaps.
Yeah, literally. Okay. Let's move on to some music news in our pop culture world. Zayn has come out of his cave, his hole, his dark basement, and is doing things. And is
Yeah.
doing things consistently. Okay, we have like promo videos. We have a pre-save link. We have a little fun graffiti thing that we can draw on and send to Zane to look at. I did a little scribble and I was like, okay, I'm good. But we don't know like anything of, we don't know like the name of the song, the album, like when it's coming out, anything. There's just a pre-save link and there's a few promo videos
Yeah.
that are like 10 seconds long. And that is enough to satiate me for the time being because I get nothing from this man.
Right. I am like honestly shocked that he has like a little like teaser video. Like, and it's not just like words or something like stupid, like
Right.
coming.
Right. Because his promo for his last three albums has been just that. Like, it's been
Yeah.
like maybe two interviews.
Yeah.
Like, thanks for listening. Here's a music video that doesn't make any sense. And then he vanishes for 3 years. And it's hard being a Zane stan when that is your, that's what all you have to deal with. Okay. It's
Right.
hard. I've been in the
Right.
fucking trenches, guys.
You
So
have.
this is really doing it for me. Also, there's just like a lot of talk about him and positive talk about him,
Yeah.
So he's signed to two different record labels now. He was signed to RCA, but now in America, he's with Mercury Records. And in the UK, I think it's called like Island Records or something like that. I don't remember specifically.
Yeah.
But yeah, like everyone that's talking about him being signed on is like very, very excited. They are, it seems like they're into like the promotional side of it, which RCA, I mean, I'm sure it like was RCA, but like a lot of it was Zane who just like was not willing to do the promo. But
I
it
don't know. I
seems
don't trust RCA.
I don't trust
I'm not a
RCA
fan of
either.
RCA. They're
Thank
scam
you.
artists.
Thank you. I don't really have like solid evidence, but like I just know I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah, I feel like every time I see something for RCA, they're like promoted the worst.
Yeah, right. Okay. Glad we're on the same page about that. And Ryan Tedder has been working with Zane for the past 8 months. He's
Yeah.
like blown away. I mean, obviously we all know that Zane has like a is crazy talented. Like his
Yeah.
register, his vocal range is insane.
Yeah.
And Ryan Tedder was just like saying the same thing. He's like, I'm just so like blown away by like the way he can sing, like
Yeah.
the just like the music we've been making together. And I'm excited. I'm because I really like Ryan Tedder. I really expect or I really respect him as a producer and a
For sure.
songwriter and a
Yeah.
singer. He's incredible. So I
Yeah.
am excited for this
Yeah.
new chapter.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Ryan Tedder is like always so good about promoting the music he works on. Like he really
Yeah.
tries to help other artists, and I love that. And he
Yes.
is great, and Zane's vocals are so good, so I really hope he like lets them shine and we get some good certified pop bangers.
Please. I just, and I hope that Ryan Tedder like also got in there on like some of the writing of the lyrics as well, because
Right.
sometimes Zane's lyrics like aren't, they're not the best. But it makes up for it because his vocals are insane.
True,
And
true.
there's not, it's not all of his songs, it's just like a few where I'm like,
Yeah, I get it. I get
okay.
it.
But yeah, I'm excited. Really, really excited. I just need like a date. I need a set date and time where I can download the song, I can play it on repeat, and maybe I'll go out there and do some promo now. Maybe just a little bit.
Who knows?
Zane, please, I'm begging. I'm begging, I'm begging, I'm begging. I need something. And then we had Nicki Minaj's new song for the Barbie movie. She did a remix with Ice Spice of Barbie World. Listen, guys, it's kind of a letdown. Gotta be honest.
Yeah. I listened to it on Friday when it came out, and I was like so excited for it. And you know what? I was drunk when I listened to it, so it should have been even better. I should have just been
Yeah.
like shaking my ass, like so happy. I just like kind of sat there. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I was not drunk when I listened to it, but I still just I watched the music video and I was like, I
I
don't
just
like
like it
it.
needs to be like her little cutesy voice,
It needs to
like,
be Roman.
yeah. And like, I don't know. It just was not Barbie to me. It's not
No,
like it was
and
a horrible
like,
song. It was fine.
but it's
But
just not it. And Ice Spice did not need to be on it. I don't really know why that was a thing because, like, so many people have been like, when I think of Barbie, I think also think of Nicki Minaj. And I do too, you know, the barbs,
yeah,
the big
I get it.
Barbie
Yeah,
chain necklace. Like,
100%. No, it, yeah.
so this should have been like a certified club banger. But instead, it was just like very mediocre. And I'm really
Yeah,
sad about it.
Nicki just, I don't know. She's not been giving the people what they want lately. So she better be giving us what we want with her new album,
Pink Friday 2 coming out November
Pink Friday
17th.
2.
Mark your calendars.
Oh yeah, okay. She knew the exact date. I was like, November something.
November 17th. I just read it before we started recording, so
Okay, fair.
crossed my mind.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just like it's Barbie. I'm so excited for the movie. I still think it's gonna be a great soundtrack. Charlie's Song comes out tonight.
Yeah,
So
did you see on Instagram? She like posted a little clip of it. Now
yeah.
that is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for just like bubblegum pop, fun,
Yeah.
dancey, because that's what Barbie's all about, baby. She's all about fun and
Exactly.
love and light. Live, laugh, love. That's Barbie.
Yeah. Maggie and I were talking about who could possibly be on these two, like, untitled hidden tracks on Barbie. And one thing we really thought of is that Lady Gaga will be on there.
Yeah, there's been a lot of rumblings
A
about Lady
lot of things
Gaga.
about that. I mean, we got the Bottle Blonde. She loves a like performance. She loves to get in character. I could really see it. On the other hand, I think Doja Cat is a really big possibility.
Yeah.
And I think she could do it justice.
I hope so. Like, I hope she can do what Nicki Minaj just couldn't, for some reason, deliver.
Yeah.
There's also rumors about Taylor Swift, and I don't really want that.
Me
I don't know
neither.
why
I don't know.
my mind was going towards Madonna. Don't know where I got that from, but maybe, who knows?
I mean, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
Taylor Swift just has like so much other stuff going on. Like, I mean, not that she wouldn't. I don't know. It just
I
doesn't feel
just
like that's like her vibe right now. Because isn't she releasing a Taylor's version next month?
so yeah, speak now.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I don't think she'd be competing with another song of hers, but maybe she would. I don't know.
I mean, Taylor Swift has just been like really in a league of her own lately, so
Yeah, she can only really compete with herself, so.
yeah. But yeah.
Anyway, Lady Gaga, hope it's you. Doja Cat,
Please.
I'd be happy
Yeah,
with.
I'd be happy with Doja Cat. I'm not the biggest fan of Doja Cat, but I would still be happy because I just feel like she fits the vibe.
Exactly. Yep.
So yeah. Okay, we're gonna close it out with Kelly Clarkson's new album. Miss Kelly Brianne did not come to play. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what.
Wow, like
Who do we
vocals
know?
on vocals.
Who do we know who has the vocals like Kelly Clarkson does?
Oh, she gets like so soft and intimate and then big and
Oh,
bold. Ooh, baby.
I love the tempo changes in some of the songs.
Yeah.
Like it really must like be symbolic of her journey in some
Yeah.
way, which I would love to know more about. But listen, my favorite music genre is breakup slash divorce. And like, I mean, come on, like Adele, Kelly Clarkson,
Right.
Olivia Rodrigo, like
Yeah.
I mean, I plenty of others. Red by Taylor Swift, like truly
Yep.
great,
Yep.
amazing. And this is just another one to add to the list.
Yeah. It's real good. The song Lighthouse, holy shit, it really gets me.
So let me take a look at the track list because I don't remember all the songs. I really like the intro, skip this part. I really like Mine too. That was a single.
Yep.
I really like Rock Hudson specifically because of the reference to Piece by Piece.
Yep.
Baby,
Yeah,
baby.
that's genius because Piece by Piece was like, oh, so heartbreaking. Like it was about like how her dad like wasn't there for her growing up, and her ex-husband like showed her like what a man could be, a father could stay, blah blah blah. Now in Rock Hudson, she goes, piece by piece, I find out my hero's me. Like, wow,
Chills.
what a turn.
Chills.
So good. When I first heard that, I was like, holy shit.
Chills. If this doesn't win Album of the Year at the Grammys, I will riot for real.
I can tell you it won't, but
Yeah. Well,
he's
maybe
got
pop
absolutely no
album.
chance, but
Come on. It's really good, and I highly encourage everyone to go listen to it. It's just a good, and like at the end of the day, it's just a really great pop album.
yeah.
Like there, and it's not all like sad and like bleh, I'm sad
No.
because my husband left. And no, it,
No.
like there's a lot of songs on there that are like really fun dance songs and like are
Yeah.
happy songs and uplifting. So
Yeah.
it's a really
No,
good
'cause
mix.
she's like a grown woman. She's emotionally mature, and the album really shows
I mean, the woman's like 40 or something, right? Close to.
that. Yeah, I think she's like 39, 40.
Okay. Well,
Yeah,
there you go.
40.
I
She's
hope.
40.
Yeah.
But like
So.
it's like emotionally mature. It's not just like one-sided, you know what I
Yeah, yeah,
mean?
yeah.
It's just it's yeah. And like she said, there's a lot of tempo changes. The album's like a roller coaster of emotions and like feelings, and yeah. It's good. So,
Love it.
recommend.
All right. Let's get into our toast and our roast. You can go right ahead.
All right. My roast goes to the Louis Vuitton microscopic handbag.
What? Let me
Did you
look this
see
up.
this? Look this up.
Oh.
It's microscopic, literally. It fits on a little finger. It sold for $63,000 at Pharrell Williams auction. Can we spend money on important things in this world?
No, because
Are you
when you
fucking kidding
are.
me? What handbag needs to cost $63,000,
Oh.
let alone something that barely fits on your finger? It's like a fucking piece
It's
of
the.
plankton.
It's
Like, what is
the.
that?
It's the size of a grain of salt.
Yeah. $63,000. Why is this even a thing? Like, I get that was probably difficult to make, but like,
A
I don't
fucking.
care.
Barbie couldn't even, it would be too small for a Barbie.
Yeah, no, it'd be too small for a Polly Pocket.
What the hell? You
Yeah.
know what? I wish I was rich so bad, man. I'm telling you, I'd buy this. If I had the money, I'd buy it for sure. For
Oh
sure.
my God.
And then I lose it
No.
in 2 seconds.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what do you even do with it? Like, you can't even show it off. You need a mic. Like, it's literally, you have to look at it through like a microscope to like see the details on
The
it.
picture is so funny. It's like so zoomed in on this person's finger. Like
Yeah, you see this person's like all the lines in their finger and everything.
their
Like,
fingerprint.
yeah. Duh, the fingerprints. Yeah, I just saw that and I was like, what the hell? People need to spend their money on important things. Anyway, that's all I gotta say about that. Like, what the hell? Okay. My toast goes to the casting for the new Superman and Lois Lane. I don't know why we're going through new Superman and Lois Lane yet again, but we are, so whatever. I'm
Sure.
just very happy with the casting. It's David Corenswet, and Rachel Brosnahan, and I'm very excited for Rachel Brosnahan. If you don't know who she is, she played Miss Maisel in The Marvelous Miss Maisel on Amazon
Oh.
Prime. She's won Emmys for it. L great actress. She's been nominated for Emmys for House of Cards, so we know she can do dramatic work as well. I don't know. She's just like beautiful. She looks like a comic book Lois Lane. I think she's a great choice, and I just want nothing but the best for this woman. So I'm so happy she's starring in like a big movie. And the guy that will be playing Superman looks good too. And everyone's like, he's not buff enough. I was like, Well, he will be.
Yeah. Could you
Like,
give him some time?
yeah.
Also, maybe the Superman is like a little less, maybe he's just like a little toned, okay?
Right. True. I saw a picture. Like, it doesn't really matter if he's that buff. Like, he's got superpowers. Like,
Yeah, he can fly.
yeah. Like, he's got super strength regardless if he's actually buff. Like,
Yeah. My
yeah.
God.
And I saw a picture of Henry Cavill before he, like, started Superman, and he wasn't, like, as buff as he is now. So it's like, he'll get there.
Yeah, sorry. We all can't be Taylor Lautner and eat like work out 3 times a day and eat beef patties, as he would
Yeah.
say, 8 times a day. Okay.
Exactly. So, I don't know. He looks like Superman. He looks good. What more is there to say?
Nothing, actually.
Exactly.
All right. Well, my roast goes to the Academy for inducting Taylor Swift and Austin Butler. I mean, Austin Butler makes a little more sense, but still, for why?
Did you see who else was inducted?
Keke Palmer, but that's fine.
Yes. The
For what? Oh my
Weeknd.
God, I did not see that.
I thought you were
Oh
gonna say that.
no, I did not see The Weeknd. After the idol that got cut an episode short, we're gonna induct this man.
Right. Like, here's the thing. If Taylor Swift was nominated for an Oscar for her song for Where the Crawdads Sing, I'd be like, okay, like, she's an Oscar
Oh, she
nominee.
was inducted for, or I mean, nominated for All Too Well.
For an Oscar?
Like the music video was, it's a short film,
I
I
don't think she was
thought.
nominated.
What?
No.
I know, I thought she was. Hold on. Hold on. We need to do some investigating. Oh. Well then,
No, she wasn't nominated for anything.
was all no, I thought All Too Well was nominated for some. Oh no.
She
It
was
was,
begging to be nominated. She
yes.
wanted to. She was literally like campaigning all year. But I was like,
Yeah.
she was definitely not nominated. I know her. I think her one song was nominated for a Golden Globe, though.
Yes,
But
you're
like, if she was
correct.
nominated for an Oscar, I'd be like, okay, that makes sense. But she wasn't even fucking nominated. Like, why is she invited? She directed one music video and wrote one, like, song.
Actually, I think, well, yeah, but no, this still wasn't for the Oscars, but Safe and Sound was nominated for a Golden Globe for The Hunger Games.
Yeah, again, not an Oscar.
But not an Oscar. This is what I'm saying. Like, why? Why? And The Weeknd?
I'm trying to think if one of his songs for Black Panther was nominated for an Oscar, but I don't think so.
Does it matter?
I don't know. I mean, at least that makes sense, but like, I don't know.
And Austin Butler, I mean, I know he was nominated for lead actor, but like, have you guys seen Elvis?
No, and I don't plan on
I watched the first 45 minutes of it and it was absolutely awful. Austin Butler was, I don't know, weird.
Yeah, I don't know
It
about
just,
that one.
I'm just more angry now that I know that The Weeknd is now a member of
Yep.
the Academy.
Yeah, I saw somebody tweet though. It was like truly not trying to be a hater, but like, why are all these people who were never nominated for an Oscar now able to like vote on Oscar?
Like,
Like
induct me then.
the Oscars are supposed to be like this serious event, and we're just like I always thought it was like if you get nominated for an Oscar, like you get invited to join the Academy. Like, I always thought that was like kind of a thing at least, or like, I don't know, you if you're an Oscar winner, like of course, but like, what does The Weeknd have to say about Oscar-winning movies? Like, he thinks The Idol is good. Like, I don't want him voting on Best Picture.
Get me in there then. If all these hooligans could get in there, get me and Steven in there,
Yeah,
please.
like,
My
no
God.
fucking way Taylor Swift watches any movies. That girl doesn't stop like working. Like, she hasn't seen a movie in years.
No way. No way. Not a new one, at least.
Exactly. Like, what? Yeah. Guess we have to take down the fucking the Recording Academy and the Academy of Motion
My
Pictures.
God, we're busy. We're
Oh my
busy.
God.
It's hard being us sometimes.
It really
We
is.
have a lot of responsibility on our
We
shoulders.
have so much responsibility, and it's like, who else is gonna do it? I guess it has to be us
I guess
for
we're
the
just,
common good.
yeah, for the truly for the for the people. Oh my God. Okay. Well, anyways, My Toast goes to Tammy from 1,000 Pound Sisters. Do you watch that show?
No, I've
Oh
seen
my
a lot of
God.
clips. I've seen
Why?
a couple episodes.
Oh my God, it's such a good show. But I'm toasting her because she posted a picture, like a full body picture on Instagram, and she's like half the size she was. And
Oh,
this
yeah.
woman at her highest weight was like over 700 pounds. She
Yeah.
could barely, no, she couldn't even walk
She
really.
could not walk.
She could not walk. She could like barely take care of herself as far as like her hygiene needs and things like that. But this
Yeah.
woman was like, throughout the course of the show, this woman has died, literally died, 3 times.
I'm looking up pictures of her right now.
3 times.
My God, who is that?
That's what I'm saying. But this past season, she was able to lose enough weight in her rehab center to get the surgery. She got the surgery and she's doing great. She looks so good.
Holy
So here's
shit.
to you, Tammy Slayton.
She doesn't even look the same.
I know. She looks great, and I'm so
Good for
happy for
her.
her.
Yeah, every time I hear the word Amy, or the name Amy, I just think, try being my size, Amy. You don't know how it is. Try being my size, Amy. I don't know. That just sticks in my head.
I'm grown. My bills are paid. I'm grown.
Yeah, so like, I mean, I've seen a whole lot of clips. I've seen a couple episodes,
Oh
but
my God, you gotta
yeah.
watch. It's such a good show. They're so fucking redneck. It's hilarious.
They are funny. They are.
Oh my God. But yeah. So cheers to you, Tammy. Honestly, I can't wait for the next season to see you in your full form.
Yeah, love it.
Oh yeah. Well, you guys know where to find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow, a 5-star rating, anywhere you can do that. Leave us a comment. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And if you are celebrating America, or if you're just doing it ironically, like I will be this weekend, be safe. Don't be dumb. And go see No Hard Feelings, please.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. 10 out of 10.
Oh
Go
my
see
God.
it.
Incredible movie. Honestly, have not seen a comedy like that in a long time.
Yeah.
It's so good, so genuinely hilarious. And Jennifer Lawrence, like I just feel like we're kind of like in a Jennifer Lawrence like renaissance, and I'm here for
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
Anything for her.
truly, anything for her.
And whoever has been styling her lately, gold
Keep doing
star.
it. Keep
Oh my
doing it.
God,
Oh
she
my
looks
God.
beautiful. Every single look, the makeup, the hair. Oh my God, 10 out of 10. Every red carpet,
Incredible.
every photo shoot. Oh my God,
Incredible.
amazing.
Yep. Love to see it. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
See ya.